top of 25 and showers in the west. This is Triple M. Mind Your Mate with Gus Wallen, Hugh Jackman. You can log on right now, gotchaforlife.org. You can nominate your mate, pledge your Gotcha for Life mate, gotchaforlife.org. Gus Wallen.
And someone who's absolute royalty amongst Triple M listeners is Jimmy Barnes, and we've heard his song there. We play it every single day, a Jimmy Barnes song of some description. And he's been so brave, Jacko, over the last couple of years with his books and documentaries about taking down the mask and being as open and honest and vulnerable as possible. And I've worked with Jimmy a little bit, and he's an absolute champ, and we've got him on the line right now. Good morning to you, Jimmy.
Morning, chaps. How are we?
We're very well, thank you. We've been talking to mates like you since 6 o'clock, and the time has absolutely flown. And what I've loved about it, Jimmy, is that everyone is being open, honest and vulnerable now, and feeling it's very manly to do so. And I think that has a lot to do with you, brother. You must be very proud of how you've lived your life in the last few years.
Mate, I'm just like, it's like the, I'm like everybody else out there, you know. We're all in this together. We all need help. You know, it doesn't matter what sort of, whether you're you know, a rock and roll singer or an actor or a bloody, you know, a DJ or a butcher, you know, you all need someone to talk to, someone to reach out to, and someone who can just, you know, give you a hand occasionally. And I just found, I did that stuff. I wrote those books because I had to reach out, you know. I was one of those guys who used to sort of, you know, beat my chest and act tough, and really I wasn't tough at all. I was afraid, and I was you know, I was killing myself, you know.
Barnsy, Jacko here, mate. Great to have you. I'm really proud of my mate Gus for so many things, what he's achieved as one of the longest running hosts in Triple M history, but particularly Man Up. And when he did, and as well as Man Up, the ABC series, when he did that doco with you, mate, in 2018, I just thought it was incredible, both of you collaborating together. I want to applaud you for it. And on the back end of that, I'd love to hear how you feel now having opened up. Does it change your life?
Oh, how are you, Zach? Nice to talk to you, pal. I haven't seen you for ages. Gus has done an incredible job. I mean, Gus, you were doing that. You were asking and reaching out to men to talk, you know, for years now. And I guarantee you, just from people I've spoke to, that you know, talking to you and talking to people because of you has saved people's lives. When I started to open up, I thought, you know, I was really afraid because I was one of those people, like, I said to Gus, you know, I was one of those people who, if you asked for help, it was, you know, it was being weak, and, you know, and I didn't want to be weak because I had, you know, I had this whole macho bloke thing going on. And I realized very quickly after I started to open up that you know, people, it was the bravest and the most courageous thing I'd ever done was to get out and ask for help. And so I started to feel good about myself, you know, from day one, you know, because one, you know, I opened the lid on the pressure cooker, you know, so everything started to come out. And when that pressure that my life and my past and you know, just life in general had put on me started to ease a bit, it was much easier to see clear and much easier to think, much easier to talk to other people. So it's like taking, it's like, you know, like it's that one bold step, you know, the one big step for mankind sort of thing. You take that one step out and suddenly, you know, the pressure's gone and things become easier. And from that day, it's got easier and easier.
I just love hearing you say that. Life is hard. It's hard for everyone.
Everyone goes
through struggles. It doesn't matter who you are, and you're all going to go. So to add the weight of a burden of a secret, I can't tell that, people won't think this or X or, you know. So I'm just thrilled to hear you say that. I think your example is really, really strong because you certainly were a hero to many. And still are to many men. And so for you to have the courage to say it's okay to speak out, I think speaks volumes to the people who really need to hear it.
Well, you know, blokes look up to blokes. And, you know, when we say to each other, you know, man up, you know, and we've been saying that to each other for years, we've got to understand what that man up means. And that literally means, you know, like, you know, show courage, show strength. And to do that, it means to be open, to communicate, to be caring, you know, that's what manning up's about. It's not about beating your chest. It's not about keeping it quiet. It's not about, you know, trying to intimidate yourself or anybody else around you.
Yeah, you know? It's all about man up, speak up now rather than man up and shut up. And people like you talking, and Jacko, people like you talking, you're both heroes to millions. That's the key. You know, that is the key. If people can look at you guys as strong male role models and go, you know what? If they can show vulnerability, if they can be open, honest, then that's what it's all about. Barnsley, thank you so much for all the work you've done. Have a great Christmas with you and your family. You know how much you love them. And thanks for joining us this morning on Mind Your Mates.
A Merry Christmas to you all, guys.